You were friends with Sam Tyler, weren't you?
I'm not sure about friends. He was more of a mentor, really.
Were you there when they found his car in the river?
It was the guv who found his car.
My name's Jim, and I've been looking for love in all the wrong places.
I've thought long and hard about this. I've spoken to senior officers, and I'm resigning from the Metropolitan Police.
I'm not asking you to be disloyal to his memory, I just...
Sam Tyler was a friend of mine. Sam Tyler died. End of.
I hear you've been in touch with Manchester.
There were some files I was interested in.
You think he killed him, don't you?
I don't know what you're talking about.
I think he did too.
Two arson attacks last week. One of Maggie Thatcher's trusty councillors and the Green Hill Army barracks. And tomorrow is election day. Now, my guess is whoever's starting these fires is waiting to put on an even bigger show where the world and his wife will be watching.
Oh, here you go. Never let it be said that we don't care.
What?
It's just their way of saying so long, farewell, auf Wiedersehen, adieu. I know. It's like goodbye, Mr. Chips.
Can I have something cheesy, sir?
Sorry to be a party pooper, but Countryman's going to keep me here a wee bit longer. DNC want me to clean house on the last 3 years of cases. Build up a profile of the long-term efficiency of this department.
Oh, be a man, Jim. Let's just call it snooping, eh?
Well, if you want to know, the Home Office is our special branch to take care of this arson case.
Over my rotting corpse.
My words exactly. I told them that this department, led by Gene Hunt, is capable of dealing with it. I told them you couldn't let us down. Gene.
Right, these attacks could be IRA.
Trust me, they weren't.
You know something we don't?
No, I just know that I'm right.
To be fair, Jim, this is her on a good day. Right! I want every anarchist, commie, Trotskyist, pinko, lefty, greasy bastard student rounded up and brought in here tonight.
Are you sure you haven't left anybody out?
Yeah, Vanessa Redgrave.
Good point, Chris. Drag her in and all.
Gov, we've got another one. Polling station.
Nighttime, and a large smoking building is aflame. As the fire crew fight to control it, Gene pulls up with the team.
Anyone still inside, Chief?
No, think so. A passerby said she saw someone lingering round the back.
Hey, that could be our fire starter.
Right, Drake, Raimondo, you take that side, me and Chris will go in there.
Risky, Gene.
He's right, Gov. Just let the Chief handle it.
His job is to put out fires. My job is to catch scum.
Don't feel you have to prove yourself to the Gov because of mistakes you've made in the past, Ray.
Let's do it, Gov.
Good man, Christopher.
Right behind you, Gov.
You are certifiable.
Thank you. I've always wanted a certificate for something.
Alex and Ray go into one side of the burning building.
Did you hear that?
What?
Shit, someone's trapped. Maybe there's a way in from the inside.
Ray, don't even think about it. It's too dangerous.
He runs in. Alex watches the smoke-filled doorway.
My name is Alex Drake. I was shot and found myself in 1983. Is it real or in my mind? Either way, I have to solve the mystery of what all this means and fight to get home. Because time is running out.
Starring Philip Glenister, Keely Hawes, Dean Andrews, Marshall Lancaster, Montserrat Lombard, and Daniel Mays. Co-created by Ashley Farrow and Matthew Graham. Written by Julie Rutherford. BBC. Ashes to Ashes. In the burning building.
Bunny, where's Ray?
He went in.
This was your call, Hunt.
Smith!
Gene and his people stand and watch, waiting anxiously, along with the fire chief and Jim. A fireman walks out with a woman over his shoulder, followed by Ray, who collapses.
Ray! Oh,
Ray! Ray!
Ray!
Ray! It's me, mate. Are you okay? Shall I give you mouth to mouth?
Ray holds up two fingers.
That's an order.
The fire's out. There's graffiti on the wall.
Caretaker said this wasn't here when he did his rounds at six. Anarchists.
left a tag, like Banksy.
I hope you're not suggesting goalkeeping legend Gordon Banks goes around vandalising property.
No, most graffiti artists, they have a tag. Artists, not anarchists.
Any news?
The woman in the fire was a cleaner getting the place ready for voting tomorrow.
So the building was the target, not the person?
She's going to be okay. A bit crispy, but okay. Ray, they're saying it's smoke inhalation.
Ray will be fine. He's been inhaling smoke since he was about 9.
Chris, they're going to need a picture to wall.
Go.
That Tory councillor caught up in the fire last Thursday. My boss reckons Maggie's got high hopes for him.
One of my officers nearly died in there, but hey, I've got high hopes for him and all.
Yeah, the point is everyone's taking a gander at this one, Jean. Yeah?
The bigger picture's your bag, sir. We're just trying to find an arsonist.
If you shove your nose any further up Newman's arse, it'll end up browner than bloody Gandhi in a heatwave.
Hey. Both of you, don't shoot the messenger. Or anyone else for that matter.
We've located the seat of the fire. The distribution board blew out. It was rigged.
No petrol bombs, then?
No. Much more complex.
Same device that was used in the other fires.
It's too early to tell.
A political arsonist. And tomorrow's election day.
Yeah, and soon enough we'll all be feeling the heat. Now let's see if Viv has rounded up any anarchists for us.
At the station...
Yes, me.
All right.
We're running out of space, Guff, and it's starting to whiff like a youth hostel in it.
This is completely pointless. We're dealing with a professional, not the cast of Hair.
Bollocks, they've all got form.
Skip, have you confiscated the lighters?
Viv throws Chris a pink one.
Happy?
Can't be too careful.
She doesn't look very anarchy in the UK.
She was arrested once on Greenham Common. She got a mural of Wedgie Ben, knitted.
In the main office...
Right, listen up, you lot. D.A. Drake here is going to give us a psychiatric insight...
Psychological?
...into the mind of an arsonist.
The motive, in most cases of arson, no matter how sophisticated, is usually a cry for help.
Why can't the bastard just cry for help, then, instead of trying to kill people?
Because he's unable to articulate underlying anger into words.
How do we know it's a he?
Most of those convicted of arson are male. There may be evidence of occupational maladjustment, sexual, marital problems, alcoholism.
Well, that could apply to half the country. Come to think of it, it could apply to most of the people in here. If it was political, then why remain anonymous? I mean, election day is a perfect soapbox for your cause. Right. I suggest we decamp to Luigi's. I could do with a drink. Anyway, he needs the company.
Mum, Manchester's been on. Do you want anything else sending down on the Sam Tyler case?
No, fine. Thanks, Jess.
Good to have you back, mate. You can give me that 5 you owe me.
You shouldn't be here, Ray.
It's only smoke inhalation.
Good man, Ray.
Oh, that fireman, Andy Smith. Gonna buy him a bevy later. Save my bacon.
Get around on me, right? Jean, a word.
As they go, Alex opens her desk drawer, finds the key and locks it, then takes the key to Shaz.
Shaz, do you mind looking after this for me, please?
Sure.
Thanks. Stars.
Yeah.
Why stars?
Well, yesterday, daytime, oh, it's silly, but I looked out my window and it went dark and there were stars.
And then when you look back, they're gone?
Yeah. How did you... The ID?
A dingy office.
Is there any reason why I'm sharing my office with the bloody Tour de France?
Can't be helped, James. Cut some resources. We're having to use other rooms to interview anarchists.
It's all right, I know it's a game for you. Mano et mano, that's Latin.
Oh, you smarmy old toss pollo, that's Latin and all.
You see these files here? These are cases dating back to 1980. This is your past, Jean, and it will determine your future. All your grubby little secrets and malpractices waiting to be uncovered. I'm going to unearth you, Hunt. Expose you to the air.
Good, well, you knock yourself out, in both senses of the word.
Ray nearly died tonight trying to impress you. Poor bloke feels like he has something to prove.
Well, we all have to prove ourselves, Jim. Every day.
Ask not for whom the bell tolls.
At Luigi's...
It's not my fault. They're policemen, I'm sorry.
Here he is, local hero.
Hello, mate. This is his brother, Steve.
Hello, mate.
Take a seat, I'll bring some beers over.
He's nice.
Two beers for the hero. Hey, mind you don't start any fires. Where'd you get that puff magnet from?
I took it off an anarchist.
I prefer the one on the right, Mum.
Oh, bloody thing.
What is it with women and firemen? It's pathetic. You want him to slide down his pole next?
Such a cliché. It's pathetic.
Oh, come on. All women enjoy a crafty little Kit Kat shuffle when they think about firemen.
Would you slide down his pole, Mum?
Like a shot.
Would you?
I'm spiking full.
Anyone we know?
No, his name's Julian. He's an interior designer.
You want to forget about Shaz, mate? I've got just the girl for you. A mate of mine gave it to me. Big Wendy.
Is that her?
Oh, yeah, an orange. And she says she can fit a melon up there as well.
They all look over at Luigi.
Hello?
Well?
Yes, a booking for tomorrow night, Signore, that's all. Yes, 8 o'clock.
Have you ever come across such organised arson attacks before, Andy?
Not really, no.
Well, it's obviously somebody with a political grudge.
No, I'm malcontent.
I'll just put him out.
Luigi, get this man another drink. He's a bloody hero.
He is a bloody hero. I'm the bloody hero. It's nearly midnight.
Here, it's more your cuppa.
Now that is interesting. A misogynist voting for a woman.
Maggie's got more balls than all of them.
She talks more balls.
Fair's fair, Shazza. She won a war.
Yeah, I mean, who's going to vote for Wurzel Gummidge?
Labour is the only party who believes in equality and socialist principles. Always has done and always will. They would never have gone into a pointless war like the Falklands.
Actually, Shaz, but... Yeah, never mind.
You two quite finished? I feel like the filling in a feminist sarnie.
You boys up for a club later? Tash on tap?
No, I don't think the missus will be too happy. We'll be getting back, eh?
Oh, yeah. You getting a taxi?
Yeah, not on my wages, mate, boss.
Listen. Get a taxi on me.
No, right, it's all right.
No, I insist. Go on.
Cheers.
Anytime.
Yeah, thanks, right, Steve. BBC London. It's midnight. Maybe whoever's starting all these has made the point. Maybe there won't be any more attacks.
Right, it's election day. There'll be more unless we get there first.
Mrs. Thatcher, highly visible and coming in strongly.
Dedicated to safeguarding peace with freedom and justice. Steady, sensible and resolute.
Attack on the social services.
Conservative supporters.
Tonight, Mr. Jenkins was in Southampton.
And he was buoyed up by those opinion polls showing the Alliance ahead of Labour.
Thatcher stands on stage holding a Union Jack. Then footage of British troops on the Falkland Islands and the public waving off a naval ship.
You know these fires? The fuse that they've used and the way that they've set them up to blow the distribution board?
Yeah.
That's someone who knows how to set bombs. And they could have used a liquid accelerant, something like chlorine. But my money would be on a little device like this. It could have possibly been customised.
So we need a military advisor?
I've already spoke to one, a mate of mine. He said that if it's a new army gadget, they won't tell you anything about it because it's top secret.
Well done, Ray. Really good work, really thorough. Thank you.
Well, I've had family in the army, so I'm interested.
Well, maybe we could get your family on the phone, you know, we could have them advise us.
Well, they don't like to talk about it, you know?
Okay. Thanks.
Mum. The graffiti was being done between the building being locked and the fire being started.
Okay.
This is Skelton. Whitechapel Road robbery, April 81. I'm missing a witness statement.
Well, it was a whopping big blag. There were a lot of statements.
This one's referred to in the court hearings as the most admissible, the one that put him away, no less. Oh, but in the box file, I found a whole pack of Top Trump's rally. To every cloud, eh?
Yeah, I was looking for those.
Yeah, I need you to help me chase down paperwork. That's you, mate.
I think the public would rather see DC Skelton get on with doing his job, namely that of looking after them.
You're going to block Scotland Yard, are you, Gene? Got to keep us losers on side.
Chris, I'm sorry, what were you saying?
We put the word out on this graffiti tag, youth clubs and stuff, like you said.
And?
I went through a few of these old charge sheets, looking for a cross-reference. We do use our old records, sir.
Wonderful.
Barney Wright was brought in for vandalism 4 weeks ago. Signed his statement.
He's drawn a smiley face at the end of his name, exactly like the graffiti on the wall of the polling station.
Gov.
Right, no tea and no fags until you start talking, shit stick.
My dad says not to talk to the pigs. They stitch you up.
Your dad's not here, though, is he? It's just me, D.A. Drake, and my size 9 boots.
Gov, these attacks involved complicated wiring. Does he look like the brains behind them?
Who knows what these little bastards cook up in double chemistry?
We've seen your handiwork. Maggie Thatcher. Milk Snatcher. Is that one of yours?
Yeah, well, she is.
I want you to tell me exactly what happened at that polling station last night.
Oh, I sprayed a wall, that's it. What's your bra size?
Out of your league. That's my bra size. Your paintwork, you usually spray it around a dozen times. Last night, just the once. Why was that?
No, I ran out of time.
What was the rush?
Hmm.
Somebody disturb you? They did, didn't they? Who was it, Barney?
He looks up at Jean.
Do you have sex for each other?
Right.
Who hauls him out by his ear.
I promised his parents...
I promised nothing.
Help me!
He's 12.
So little Jimmy Osmond was 10 and look at the pain and misery he inflicted.
Help! It's abuse. What next? Waterboarding?
Oh, it's typical. I go for a confession and you want to teach him to surf. Right, take that little stroke down to cell 3.
Oh, the one that still sticks of sick.
The very same.
I'm going to kick your head in.
Well, when you're about 18 and we finally release you, you just might be big enough to have a crack at it. Now, mush!
Gov, there's been another fire.
A fireman steps out of a smoking house into the garden, where the others are waiting.
Anyone hurt?
Local journalist, Nigel Truman. He's been taken to hospital.
Started in the same way, Chief.
Looks like. Same long fuse. You've got yourself a serial arsonist.
I'm telling you.
Ray thinks it could be someone with military intelligence.
Not even 10 o'clock and already it's turning into a bloody war zone out here.
Chris is sitting in Jim's office.
Oh, Stru. Take a look at that signature.
Surprise, surprise, it's Cilla Black.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, I mean, why would she get involved in a Black? She's wadded. Mind you, she's a scouser.
Moving on. So, Ray, stepping into the flames, must have been desperate to impress his gov. Where does that come from, all that macho stuff?
I don't know, it's in his blood, I suppose. Family of heroes.
Yeah? I'm intrigued. Firemen as well, were they?
I know his granddad Alfie had medals, but he doesn't really talk about it.
Medals, you say? Not firemen, then.
Chris shrugs and Jim smiles. Later, Alex and Jean get back, just as Chris is coming out of Jean's office.
What do you think you're doing?
It's just some stuff Jim asked for.
Jim? Jim?
I mean, DCI keys. I'll put it back.
We need a thorough background check on this journalist, Truman. Who's he interviewed recently? Maybe a political group? Maybe a local eccentric turned out to be a psychotic arsonist?
Could be looking at the twisted bastard right there. Jesus, Drakey, if Keats is looking for fuel to use against me, I've just handed him a bloody petrol station.
Yeah, and the day's not over yet, is it? We've still got a 12-year-old schoolboy in the cells.
Attention!
Ray stops and looks around. Jim steps out.
Heard you were an army man?
No, not me.
Army background? Well, it's wonderful. Do you know what? I think you're a clever bloke.
Oh, yeah. And how's that?
Because you didn't follow your old man. You wanted to, though, didn't you? Because you didn't want to let him down, but you saw it wasn't for you, and do you know why? Because you're an independent thinker, Ray.
Yeah, can make me on decisions.
Yeah, that's why there's no shame in not following your dad. Because the army, oh, they'll knock that shit out of you. It's all shut up and follow orders. A bit like your gov. But you, oh. You're a free mind. DCI Hunt doesn't really like that, does he? When he was out of the picture, you made the eye.
Yeah, I suppose I did.
That's all right, it's not a trick. I'm just saying, if ever the police offer you the chance to move on from here and be your own man, don't balk at it. Gene Hunt is an amazing fella, amazing. But you don't need him.
You won't be letting him down.
Join you? Is that what you're saying?
Wow. It's not like switching from City to United. We're all on the same team.
Andy, what are you doing here?
Sorry, mate, but it didn't feel right you paying for a taxi last night.
Oh, you're all right?
No, I don't rescue people for handouts. Please.
All right.
Cheers.
Look after yourself.
Will do. Thanks. See you.
Him, the one in the blue jacket.
Him? What about him?
I saw him. The bloke on his way out. He smashed the window and climbed in. That's why I left it.
What are you talking about, you little toad egg?
You better not be playing games with us, Sunshine.
I'm not, I swear.
You know what, if I was looking at spending another day in a cell that smelt of sick, I'd probably say it was the first person I saw too.
Oh, it's the truth.
You're not going to listen to this little snot, are you? It was dark.
You certain?
Too right.
Can't be serious, Gov.
You made a positive ID, Ray. Right, I want everything we can get on Andy Smith. You come with me.
I know it was him.
Ray takes a deep and weary breath. In the office.
North Wessex Fusiliers, 5 years. Both Annie and his brother Steve saw action in the Falklands.
So he's a war hero.
Ray, with his military training, it's entirely
possible. He saved my life. He puts them out, he does not start them.
We also found this. It's written by Nigel Truman. He's the journal that got burnt in a fire.
It could be a terrible, terrible misunderstanding, Ray, but we do have to check it out. You understand?
Oh, shut it, will you?
Ray, you don't just walk away from me. You're a DI, now you show me you've got the balls to go and arrest Andrew Smith.
Just follow your orders, Ray, like a good puppy dog.
Gov, can't somebody else go?
No. If it's got to be done, I'll go. I'm not scared.
No. I'm going with him.
Jim opens the door for them. His and Jean's eyes locked on each other as Alex and Ray walk out. At Andy's house.
And, excuse the mess, I'm just unpacking the shopping. Andy! You don't need to go thanking him again if that's why you're here. It was enough for you to buy him a few drinks and the taxi fare was just...
Wait. Andrew Smith, I'm arresting you on the suspicion of the attempted murder of Nigel Truman.
What the hell's going on? No, what are you doing? What are you doing? Leave him alone!
Just a wind-up, right?
Andy, you've done nothing.
Mrs. Smith, we need to take our husband to the station to talk to him.
Talk? You drag him off like a criminal. What is wrong with you? He saved his life.
Take him to the interview room. Give him anything he wants.
I don't need anything.
Look, treat him right or I'll hear about it.
Okay.
Ray.
He walks off. And Jim approaches Alex.
Possible you'll get your result and then Scotland Yard can stop fussing.
Just as long as it's not a result.
Yeah, has to be bona fide.
Alex, you know Hunt. If he's feeling the pressure, he'll wrap it up and get me off his back. I'll leave it to you.
He walks away and Alex looks sadly down at the floor. She walks out onto the rooftop and finds Ray.
You okay, Ray?
Yeah. Come up here to breathe sometimes. Feel like I'm choking.
That was a brave thing you did back there. Arresting him was tough.
Yeah.
Took guts. You remember I said, as you ran into the fire, you had a look in your eye?
Yeah, I was bricking it.
No, it was something else. It was the strangest look.
Go on then, I'm all agog.
It was hope. Desperate hope.
For what?
Going into that fire wasn't just about helping the woman who was trapped. It was going to help you, too.
How was it helping me?
I don't know, Ray. But whatever it is that you're holding on to, you have to let it go. Because it's just going to keep on eating you up in there.
Nothing eats away at these guts, Drake.
She smiles and walks off. Ray looks out over the rooftops and sighs deeply. Now Andy's in the interview room with Alex and Jean.
Right, let's start with the first three fires, shall we? You can make this very easy for us, Andy. Look at these times and tell us where you were before you started your shift.
At home.
Can you prove that?
Ask my wife.
You were ID'd at the polling station last night.
Well, I'm a fireman. I was putting out a fire.
Just before the fire?
Well, how could someone ID me? I mean, it was dark. It wasn't me.
You know a journalist called Nigel Truman?
Hmm.
Well, that's bollocks. One Nigel Truman. Maybe you thought it would make you look less guilty if you went in that building and saved two people's lives.
I was doing my job, sir.
Crap. You thought that nobody would suspect you if you went in there and rescued them, didn't you?
I'm not a hero, but I'm not an arsonist either.
Why did you lie about Nigel Truman? You must have known that we checked that out.
I didn't lie.
You said you didn't know him.
I don't. This was 6 months ago. He spoke to me for 15 minutes. That's not knowing someone, is it?
What did he do to piss you off so much?
Nothing.
That made you want to kill him?
I didn't.
Talk to us, Andy.
Yes, bloody talk.
In the corridor...
Fireman's starting fires, whatever next. Doctors killing patients.
Believe it or not.
One thing I do know, he is our arsonist.
And you're certain after 5 minutes?
What, and you're not?
He could have clinical depression, survivor's guilt. Gov, we need something to link him directly, otherwise the Home Office is going to crucify us. He's a war hero and it's election day. Let me go in.
Jean steps aside, and Alex goes back into the interview room, where Andy's still smoking heavily.
I don't know whether you lit these fires or not, Andy. But I do know that you're still in shock about what you saw in the war. You were trained. Trained to kill. But they couldn't train you not to feel, could they?
Can I have a coffee, please?
You're suffering from mental trauma.
Black.
Is that why you joined the fire service?
Two sugars.
You feel if you save people from fires, it might take away some of the guilt you feel at having come back from the war. And some of the men you fought with didn't.
Not too hot.
But the guilt won't go away, will it?
Mike would be nice.
If you lit those fires, I will get you the best therapist in this country.
Country.
Fun?
Hmm? That's what I fought for.
Yeah.
Huh? Smith, A27677.
Your service number?
Hmm. 27677. You're not stitching me up.
Can we talk about last night?
27677.
Please, Andy.
Coffee, black, two sugars, not too hot. Mug would be nice. Please. I didn't do it.
He blows the smoke in her face. Jean's in his office with Ray when Alex strides back in.
It's clammed up. I'm just getting name, rank and serial number, basically.
He's been taught to handle interrogation.
Andy needs counselling, and I'm sorry, but we have absolutely no proof that he's the arsonist.
Yeah, I agree.
Oh, you agree? Well, that's reassuring.
Well, we haven't got any proof, so we let him go.
The only place he's going is the Odin Center, and you're taking him there. Now, D.I. Carling. If we don't crack this case, Newman will see that I join the ranks of the three million unemployed and nothing will give Keats a bigger lob on than seeing me fail.
You can't charge him. You can't take that risk. If you take your eyes off the streets today of all days and somebody burns to death, then we are really sunk.
Our little pyromaniac friend is in that room. Now, I'm telling you, Bolly, you do not let Keats call the shots. What we need is a bucket load of evidence, starting with the wife.
They pull up in a suburban street.
Four sugars, and my biscuit of choice is the Garibaldi.
You bring my Andy home, you can have as many biscuits as you like.
What are you doing here?
Fixing my sister-in-law's car, is that a crime?
Right, let's start with the first three fires, shall we? Where was he?
He went on duty. Usual time. So he could have set the fires before he started his shift.
What about the fire at Nigel Truman's house? 9 a.m, where was he then?
In bed with me, okay?
Can you prove it?
So is he telling the truth, mate? Or were they hinting?
Andy is suffering from shell shock. He's a man out of control. Now, I got a feeling that you're protecting him, both of you.
Is that it? Can I go see him?
For what it's worth, I think they're all pissing up the wrong tree.
Cheers, Ray.
You never told me about the Falklands, you and your brother. How many orgies did you waste?
I didn't count.
Did you blow any up?
They were just kids, Ray. Some of them, they couldn't even hold the rifle properly, you know?
Yeah, sorry.
It's all right.
Well, I wanted you to know, it's a real honour for me to have my life saved by someone who served the country. I'm really sorry.
And he nods acceptingly as he steps into the cell.
You think he did it? Karen, all the evidence we have is circumstantial. If we keep him, people say we've got the wrong man. If we let him out to light fires, we're negligent. We're damned if we do, and we are damned if we don't.
You want to know about feeling damned? You try being him.
Karen goes to a drawer.
Karen, I think he needs help.
This one was taken not long before he went out to the Falklands. This one, just after he got back. Looks like the same man, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It isn't. It might look like it is to his mates at work, to everyone else. But when he comes home, he shakes like a leaf. He jumps if a door slams or a car backfires. He don't go to the boozer no more. He don't talk to me, to Steve. He don't hold me anymore. He won't touch me in any... He got burnt. His chest. And they said they could give him a skin graft. They might be able to fix his skin, but what about up here? He scares the kids because he wakes up in the middle of the night screaming. No kid should have to listen to that from their dad. And, I just want my husband back.
Karen, I'm really sorry, but I have to ask you this. Has he confessed to you? Are you protecting him?
No. Just leave me alone. Just get out.
Okay.
Get out of my house! Get out!
All right.
Get out! Get out of my house!
Alex leaves. Ray leads Andy's brother down to the cell.
Just want to make sure he's all right.
Yeah, 2 minutes, okay, or I'll get in the neck from the gov.
Yeah, I know it don't exactly look good, Ray, but I also know my brother never done them fires.
I know he didn't, mate. It'll be some anarchist bastard or the IRA, you'll see.
It's all right.
What did you manage to get out about it? I didn't.
From what Karen said, Andy's a lot worse than we thought. And you're right, Gov. She's definitely protecting him. She flew off the handle when I asked if he'd confessed to her.
You got a war hero locked up on election day. The Yard have told me to insist you release Andy Smith within the hour.
Andy Smith is a man out of control. If he's released, he's definitely going to kill again.
Your professional opinion?
Yeah, my professional opinion. You've been putting crap in his office again?
Yeah. The problem we've got, Bowles, is that the wife and brother are sticking together like Siamese twins in Bostick. Right, what do we got here?
The streets are quiet and there's no reported problems at any of the polling stations.
We've been putting the fillers out on PLO, Red Brigade, Anti-Nazi League, the works.
Gov, there's a problem in the cells.
Oh, Jesus.
He's coming down.
Ray's breaking the two brothers up.
I'm not out fighting in my cells unless it's me doing a fighting, is that understood?
What seems to be the problem?
D.A. Drake asked you a question.
I was trying to help him. He tried to leg it, so... So I said he's only going to make things worse. I tried to stop him. I'm just trying to help, mate. Sorry.
A man who tries to leg it sounds like a man who's guilty to me. Come on. Now, you listen to me. Time is running out for you, Smith. So you stop pissing me about because I know you started those fires.
I didn't.
One, you had the motive. Two, you were seen at the polling station. Three, your family had covered it for you. And four, you're about to say there's a box of frogs in party hats.
That is no way to talk to somebody with mental health issues.
Jean turns to look at Alex and then marches out. Back in the office.
Right, come on, one tiny detail that's been missed. It's got to be there somewhere.
God is in the detail. That's what Sam Tyler used to say.
We'll have to look at the witness statements again.
You won't find anything. He's not guilty.
God, that was the hospital about the journalist.
Is he up for answering questions?
Might be tricky, he's dead.
Excellent. What else have you got for me? A burning down orphanage? A couple of char-grilled kittens? You know, if the Queen Mother self-combusted on my watch, I'd be blamed for that and all.
Army Recruitment Office, Bank Street. Just burnt down.
There you go.
Andy couldn't have done it. He's locked up. I told you he's innocent. Time's up, Jean. Newman's orders. Release him.
Andy's standing in his cell, staring intently at the wall, his eyes dark and fraught. He turns as Ray opens the door behind him and walks over to it.
Good luck, mate.
Andy squeezes past him. Later, Jim's in the tea room with Ray.
Everyone thought you was mad to go into that fire, but you're still here. Everyone thought you was mad to believe Smith was innocent, but it looks like you're right. I told you, didn't I? Trust your instincts, Ray. You won't go wrong.
Cheers, sir.
Alex is watching TV in the office.
Tonight and tomorrow, then, we're going to have results from all 650 constituencies, but the result in terms of seats in the House of Commons is going to be, as ever decided, not in August.
Just rejoice at that news and congratulate our forces and the Marines. Good night.
Alex moves her notepad, on which she's doodled stars, and finds the number 6620 etched into her desk. Nearby, Chris gives Ray his pink lighter to use.
Poof.
It doesn't work.
The Alliance now constitutes the serious threat to Mrs. Thatcher.
Alex looks over at Shaz, then back down at the page of stars on her notepad. As she stares at it, the lights in the office begin to flicker until they all go out. Alex looks up and sees a man standing before her with a badly disfigured head. He stands and watches her. She looks away to the side and sees the smoking doorway that Ray ran through at the polling station. Alex starts frantically joining the stars on her pad and makes the numbers 6620 from them. Then, everything goes back to normal.
CID.
Alex listens.
Yes, I am. I understand.
How are you today?
Thank you.
All right, goodbye.
The recruitment office was burnt using an electrical trigger, just like the other fires.
So it was a real arsonist. You've wasted time and you put lives in danger. Congratulations, quite a day's work.
Jim walks out, and an officer carries a bulky brown parcel into Jean's office. He puts it on the desk and walks out. Jean takes a sip of his whiskey, puts the glass down, and picks up the parcel. Already open at one end, he pulls out a misshapen, burnt metal box and sits it on top of the envelope.
Just how we reckon the new Parliament will look. And here it goes. Here is our forecast. There it goes. The Conservatives, 398.
Oh, God, she's going to win by a mile.
Give it a rest, Granger, will you? Maggie versus an old boy in a duffel coat.
Do you have any idea why Andy Smith's so messed up in the head? It's because of her.
Oh, yeah, and what do you know about it, little girl, eh?
Steady on, mate. She's entitled to her opinion.
Her opinion? Based on what? What she's learnt at some college in Bromley? What she's read in a book? Or what a bisexual mate's down the wine bar are saying? That was a brave man. If he'd have done it, he'd have confessed. Because that was a brave man.
Why does it matter so much to you, Ray?
Oh, don't you start.
Do you know I hate being right sometimes?
the metal box.
Apparently, that started the fire at the recruitment office, so I asked if I could have a look at it.
Well, it's just a standard distribution board, isn't it?
Exactly. But it wasn't started with a fuse wire. And it's been doused in, what's that liquid called, Ray?
Liquid accelerant.
Right. That has been rigged to look like the other attacks, but it's not. It's a copy.
No.
It would have to be somebody who knew how the other fires were set.
Someone fairly close to Andy Smith, then.
Yeah, like his brother, who is probably, as I speak, planning his next target. Making sense to you, Bowles?
Andy is disturbed. Steve isn't.
We'd be a hell of a lot more disturbed by the time I finish with him. Right, Poirot, Terry, go pick up Steve Smith. Ray, Chris, Lady B, you come with me. Let's have a nose round Andy's place.
Gene speeds down a narrow back road in the city. They burst into Andy's house, but it appears to be empty.
Callum.
While Alex checks the kitchen, Gene stands in the sitting room and looks around. Then he goes upstairs to where the other two are searching the bedrooms. He pushes Chris out of the way and starts pulling clothes out of the cupboard. In the other room, Ray finds a couple of photos of Andy and his brother, Steve. He then pulls a small metal box out of a bureau and opens it. Inside is a scrap of paper with an address written on it and a small green torch. Ray reads it and pauses.
Gov.
Gene goes in and takes it from him. The last word is Finchley.
Finchley. Shit. He's going after the PM. Correct. He's planning on bombing her and her constituency.
Go.
Will you tell the not-so-special branch that they've got a bloody bomb right underneath their noses?
He doesn't get to Thatcher, I know that.
Do you bend spoons with this amazing man of yours and all?
The IRA try and get to Thatcher, but that's not until next year.
Maybe I'm going to win the pools this week, no? Right, then shut up and help me find Andy Smith.
Listen, Gov, I want you to keep a really close eye on Ray, OK? He's not taking this very well at all and he won't talk to me.
Bolly, I am not here to babysit my DI. Little bit busy saving the great handbag. Now move it, woman.
I'm staying here.
What the hell for?
In case we've missed anything.
He's just left a paper trail. What more do you need?
You just go, and I'll let you know if I find anything.
Alex goes back into the gloomy house. There's a thin ray of light coming in through a gap in the drawn red curtains in the lounge. She picks up a photo album and flicks through it. Family shots, smiling faces. Then, one of Steve with his arms around Andy and Karen. Only he and Karen are grinning at each other, while Andy stands tensely to the side.
Oh, good night.
Alex walks into the office, empty apart from Steve, who's sitting nervously in a chair. She perches on a desk and watches him.
How long have you been sleeping with her? Is that why you were so keen to help him?
No.
Is that why you started the fire at the army recruitment place? Because you felt guilty about having the affair with Karen. I wanted to get Andy released. Make us think we've got the wrong man. It was a pretty rushed job.
Yeah. She waited for him. Yeah. When he came home, she still waited for him. So low he was home. He never came back. She's a hero too, you know. I love her. I always have. I love my brother too. He's always looked out for me when we were kids in the Falklands, always. I owe him.
When did you find out about the affair?
Today, when I went to the cells, he knew Karen had lied for him. He said he's never going to forgive her.
Where's Karen now?
My place.
Call her.
He nods anxiously and picks up the phone. He looks up at Alex.
What?
It's dead.
Jean's motoring down a suburban road.
Gov, Andy's not at Finchley.
He's got a more pressing target. It's Karen.
Go to 29 Broad Elm Road.
What?
Gov, just trust me.
You better be bloody right about this body.
He spins the car round and races off in the other direction.
Proceed with caution. Remember, suspect may be armed.
Right, Ray, Chris, round the side.
Right, you are, go. Come in, Ray.
Bolly, you're not the bloody Avon lady.
Look what you've done now! Hey!
You having a barbecue, Smith?
Come any closer, I'm going to flick this. Drop the gun, or the whole place goes up.
He stands over the petrol as Ray bursts in.
Don't do this, Andy.
Drop it!
Hey! Wait, hey, hey. I want you out of here. All of you. Now!
Just let your wife come with us, yeah?
She's not my wife anymore. Not after what she's done! And don't tell me what to do, because I've had it. Taking orders from people, because you're all liars!
Andy, I know you feel neglected by the army, by everybody you trusted.
You don't know nothing about me.
You need to talk to somebody who understands exactly what you've been through.
Right. So some shrink, some doctor says a few magic words and everything's back to normal, is it? Is it? This doesn't bring back my mates, does it? Take away the image in my head of when that bomb hit the ship. Because they didn't burn to death. No, they melted. Right in front of me. And I'm running to help them, but it's dead. There's nothing. They're gone. They're just gone. This ain't the mark. Look at it! This isn't the mark of a hero. This is the mark of a mug! People said, could have been worse, Andy. Could have been your face, mate. But let me tell you something. Wouldn't have made a blind bit of difference. Because either way, she still finds me disgusting. Don't you? Don't you? Hey! She lied. Steve lied. Truman lied. He promised in print that I said that the war wasn't worth losing my mates for. He didn't. The army lied. Thatcher lied. Now, if you really want to help, and you get out, I'm gonna give you 3 seconds. 3.
We're not going.
2.
Gov.
Go on, Gov, do as he says. Get out. And you, Drake. Go on, Chris.
Ray pours more petrol.
And he's right. What's the bloody point of it all? Andy thought he'd come back a hero. He is a hero. But what the hell did he fight for? He lost his mates. He was neglected by the army. His wife betrayed him. His brother betrayed him. So what the hell's it all been for, eh? So what the hell's it been for, eh? Because you know what, Andy? I wanted to be you once. A soldier. And my dad. And his dad before him. And my Uncle Col. They fought in wars. Central Lancashire Rifles. Medals DSO, DSM. And I was all ready to join up. 16 and raring to go. Do you know what stopped me? Night before the interview, I went out and got hammered. Sear beating United. Bell with a header. Bang! I kidded myself that I was drinking to celebrate. But I knew deep down that wasn't the reason. I was scared shitless of being shot, of being bombed. I was just scared of dying. The more scared I got, the more I drank. Well, I missed that interview. As far as my dad was concerned, I'd blown it. And then I joined the police. I thought, this is it. I still wasn't good enough. And I'll never be good enough. choking on that ever since. Anyway, let's get this over and done with, eh? Are you ready?
Andy nods.
Yeah.
Ray takes out his cigarette.
One last cigarette, eh?
He uses Chris's pink lighter, but it doesn't work.
Bastard liar!
Ray throws it down, and Andy warily opens his hand to reveal his flick lighter with the Union Jack printed on it.
Can I light it, mate? Oh, please. Come on. I'm ready. Yeah. Let me light it.
Andy looks at the lighter in his hand, then, still reluctantly, he hands it to Ray. Ray takes it, and Andy straightens up, prepared.
Go. No, don't touch him!
Ray stands between Jean's gun and Andy, and blocks Chris until they back down.
You ready? Yeah.
He gently leads Andy out of the house.
It's okay. It's okay. It's all right.
Chris unties Karen, while Alex follows Ray out. A police car's parked outside, with its blue lights flashing. Two uniformed officers escort Andy to it, while Chris, Ray and Alex wait by Jean's car.
How did you know he was going to give you the lighter?
I didn't.
And?
Just played up to him, you know? Tried to connect with him.
Yeah. Yeah, everybody knows that. So?
He kisses her on the cheek.
If you tell anybody, I'll put itching powder down your knickers for a month. You'll be praying for a dose of the clap to just take the heat away.
Ray, arse off the quattro.
Gene's pouring himself a drink in his office when Chaz walks in.
Everything all right, Gov?
Let me see. Gary Cooper is still a hero. Franny Lee is still a god, and Gene Hunt is still the sheriff of this shandy-drinking, leotard-wearing, godforsaken southern shithole.
I'll see you down, Luigi's. Night, sir.
Night.
Jim walks in and shuts the door.
Carlin did well. You owe him. Because that would have been a bloody big nail in your coffin, Gene. Still, that's the thing about this place. Always plenty of nails.
See, I was right about Andy Smith and you were wrong. Put that in your report, Jimbo. DNC nil, Gene Hunt's guts won.
It's funny you bring that up. Your guts. You ain't got the stomach to go where I'm taking you. It's Ray's victory today, not yours, and he knows it.
Turning them all against me, how exciting.
Oh, I don't have to, mate. The scales are falling from their eyes.
The two men stare at each other coldly. Then Jim turns and opens the door.
Yeah, Alex has been talking to Manchester. That's interesting. Night-night.
Gene angrily drains his drink. At Luigi's, Ray's looking thoughtful and Chris is at the bar.
Inside George. Not safe.
Alex and Shaz are sitting at a nearby table.
I thought you were supposed to be seeing Julian tonight.
Yeah, I was. It's just, I don't think I've got anything in common with him.
Well, opposites can attract, Shaz.
I think he's a bit posh for me, Mum.
Well, somebody from one class can still find somebody from another class attractive. Maybe not attractive. quite fond of in a funny sort of a way.
Luigi, give me one of them large bastard Cubans.
Coming up.
He loves country walks, whereas I'm more of a city girl.
You could compromise.
He likes jazz.
Dump him.
Stick it on a tab. Good man.
Gene goes to Ray's table.
Three words. Well done, Ray.
He gives him a cigar.
Always on. Always on.
You okay, Raimondo?
Yeah, I'm okay, thanks, Guff.
Gene lights it for him.
You had us all going with that story of your dad in the army and that. Tears in your eyes, the works.
Had myself going a little bit.
Chris raises his glass and Ray looks down thoughtfully. Then Alex joins him at his table.
Your dad would have been really proud of you today, Ray.
Yeah. Well, he wouldn't have told me even if he was.
Like you'd never tell Chris that he's the best friend you've ever had. And you'd never tell the Gov that you worship the ground he walks on. And your dad would probably never have been able to say to your face that he was really, really proud of you today.
Alex.
Yes, Ray.
I meant what I said. About itching powder down your knickers. Cheers, Guff.
Gene toasts them and drinks. A TV above the bar.
They have an overall majority. Look at all those dots right the way from the top of Scotland, right the way down, right the way down to Cornwall.
Thatcher waves from a window. Ray stands up and claps. Gene joins him, and all the others start as well. Only Shaz looks surprised, and Alex, still sitting, raises a glass to her with a faint roll of the eyes.
A new winter coat and shoes for the wife, and the women and children soon will be shipbuilding.
She's D16.
Undercover.
The undercover dolly in question is Louise Gardner.
Terry Bloody Stafford.
Jean Bloody Hunt.
Thanks for the tip-off from Louise. We're planning on picking up Danny Stafford. Did you get those files from the storage room?
Chris dragged these out of the basement for me. Why?
Oh, just something I was looking for has disappeared.
You want to see this? I did not put that heroin in my car.
I wish you'd been running the op then, not Wilson. Might have been easier on me.
Well, you here?
Nobody does that to me! Nobody sells me out!
Chris, that's enough.